I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been round for a long, long year, so stole many a man's soul and faith. I was round when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name. But what's been puzzling you is the nature of my game. I stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it wasn't time for a change. I killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia screamed in pain. I rolled a tank, held a general's rank. When the blitzkrieg stank and the body stank. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, good morning, good morning. I just, I've been digging morning streams just because it makes sense for my day. I bang out, right now we don't have dog food though, I have to go get dog food. A mouse is in the house. A mouse ate our dog food because we're keeping it in the garage. So I have four hungry dogs right now. But fed the goats, milked the goats, all before the wife and the kids are up. Which is a good feeling. It's every morning. It's a great way to start the morning. And we're going to read some bear mail. And we're going to talk about Luciferianism. You know, the concept that you're your own God and how just absolutely absurd that is. I was playing that song about Sympathy for the Devil. You know, I've always liked that song. Even though I at this point, question the motivations of most of these people. But the lyric, the writing is really good, and that's, you know, there really is this, well, let's just talk about some news stuff, and then I'll get into it, and I'll read some bear mail. The First Amendment is most protected by the U.S. mail. So, people send me bear mail. It's awesome. There was just another purge. People keep asking me why I wasn't kicked off Instagram. I think this purge was based around politics. Everybody that is lined up politically with Trump, I support Trump. I like him as a president. I'm going to vote for him. But I'm not exactly mainstream right wing. You know, I'm not getting money from AI PAC. So I don't think I was really on the radar for this one. And as much as human beings can have delusions of grandeur, myself included, I'm not Facebook doesn't obsess about me in my backyard. I just don't matter that much. You know, so if I wasn't on the list of Trump supporters, and I am a Trump supporter, but I just, I'm not a conservative because they don't conserve anything. They're set up to lose. They're the Washington Generals playing the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, right? Ju-ju-ju-ju-ju. I'm just kidding. I won't do that again. I promise my wife. And by the way, for people, sometimes I'll pop in early and I'll see the chat going as I'm setting up the stream. And a lot of people don't understand a normal relationship with a man and a woman. You know, people are like, I bet it was his wife who made him quit booze. I bet it was his wife. I bet his wife hates when he spirals. I bet his wife. My wife doesn't talk to me like that. My wife doesn't tell me what to do. My wife loves and supports me because I'm her big, strong bear. My wife is proud of me that I quit drinking alcohol. But if I didn't want to, she would support that because she supports me because she's my wife. And yeah, it's the same thing with me and her. I don't cuck to her. I also don't insult her. I honor her. I work hard for her. That's what so many people don't. I truly don't think they understand a normal marriage because they just see what they see on on TV and in movies and stuff. It's like the woman's always nagging the guy, like, ah, oh, Owen, stop spiraling. No, she politely and very nicely, because I asked, told me that she prefers when I don't, you know, dedicate whole streams about what the men in small hats are up to and space. You know, you'd be surprised how much certain women are not fascinated by deep space, cosmology, astronomy, you know, what NASA's up to. Because it's not as much in the female nature. The male nature is more hunting, surveying, planning, war, battles, strategy, long-term, you know, saving, skinning, drying. You know, women are more healing, picking, nursing, chatting. It's of different nature. So you can see so many men just being like, okay, Big Bear, so the atmosphere is actually moving with the Earth because it's all because of the gravity center. And women are just like, it's interesting a little. I mean, some women are on board, just like some men are on board picking berries. I like picking berries sometimes. You know, I enjoy the occasional crochet. But we're just talking in general, you know. And so the way men and women actually interact isn't this, you need to stop drinking. You do live streams. No, a loving marriage, what it would be is I would notice her sad. Or I would notice her not as bouncy or not as excited about something. And then I would use my intuition. You know, that's more what it is. And she loves that if I do a 3-hour live stream or I don't live stream for a week, she's all good. I mean, she's used to me when we were first together. I was on the road Wednesday to Monday a lot of times doing stand up. So this is all a plus.
Oh, my bike fell down.
This is all great. So, and with drinking, she's proud of me and she's supportive, but she liked drinking wine with me. It actually wasn't from her at all. It was completely from me. But now that she sees my head clearer and, you know, I'm probably going to get a half more inch of that penis. That's what happens when you lose a little weight and alcohol is inflaming. It's inflammation is where a lot of people's weight really is. It's just your tissue. It's not like fat. It's not, most people's weight isn't like whale blubber. It's not stored calories. It's inflamed tissue. And so sugar does that, bread does that, alcohol does that, stress does that, you know, dehydration does that. And it's remarkable how quickly you drop weight. Because I've been sleeping, I've been getting tired as the sun goes down and been sleeping really well. So far so good. I'm starting to emotionally deal with the fact I can never drink again, but and some people have been giving me good advice. It's not, you don't think forever, you think today, all that. You know, but it's a wound, you know? I could go a month without drinking easily before when I always thought that I would eventually drink again. It was much, much easier than knowing it's forever. I understand how some like AA guys and some people don't think that way. It's always you're battling one day at a time. For me personally, I'm not good at that. I'm not good at moderation. That's why I'm not drinking. So I have to be like, it is done, or else I just slip back into some weird lazy river. All right. The name of this episode is Build Me a Universe. Also, subscribe to unauthorized.tv. I will be kicked off YouTube. Everybody will. That's why we have to build the alternatives. So please subscribe there. It's $5 a month. Five. That's it. And if you're not willing to do that, then, you know, deal with Amy Schumer. And that's on you. That's fine. Listen, that's you. That's all you. And by the way, you can watch all this stuff for free there. It's totally cool. Unauthorized.tv is a free platform as well. You can go there and watch these with no ads. Free. There's going to be, but the members, let's say hypothetically, I get erased. I get scrubbed from everything. You know, I can, I'm not sure if you get an email when you subscribe to that, but I have to have a way of contacting you guys. I will send Christmas cards. I will do what it takes. I'm not a victim. You know, the fight is exhilarating. Let's start this off with you guys like, and I also like the morning streams. There's only 800 people. This is a good way around the trolls. So the chat, I keep forgetting. My buddy Joe Knox Bear, he created Owen Benjamin app. So it's on Google Play. I don't know what that is, Google Play, because I'm not into sodomy. But he was just telling me about that. He created this app. It was up and down for a few weeks, but he did it just to be a legend. And check that out. It'll have a chat feature. I'm not 100% sure what all the features are right now, but let me know what you think. Go to it's for Android. So cuz obviously Apple won't let me near their bullshit. The bitten apple. I mean the symbolism is just ridiculous. But Owen Benjamin app, check that out. Yeah, let me know what you think. Email, comment under here what you think of the app. It's free. Google Play logo is the sigil of Satan, but I'll definitely don't. Everything is now. That's why it's all in here. It's all right here. I mean, if you look at so many of these, I posted something on Instagram a little while ago about how all, you know, the even just the App Store thing is like a Masonic compass. Google, the image that for Gmail is like a Masonic. Everything's Masonic, and which brings us to the topic. Hang on, I gotta refresh. 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. The Masons, all these lodges, the secret schools, Babylon. They all think they're gods. They think that in the Garden of Eden, the serpent was what freed you from a tyrannical god. And that you are God. That's what they believe, right? And William Cooper, the great William Cooper, said, I was listening to one of his talks yesterday, and he was talking about Shirley MacLaine, because all these Hollywood types are Luciferians. As I describe this, I'll show you a perfect example. There's Bryan Singer, pedophile, just Jewish, mocking Christianity, just... You know, absolutely disgusting. Directed all the X-Men video movies. Even after all the allegations, kept getting movies. You know, even this last Freddie Mercury movie he directed. This disgusting human being. That's what first made me start wondering what the Men in Small Hats were up to, is because I kept criticizing Polanski, Singer, Woody Allen, Weinstein before anyone else did. And people kept calling me anti-Semitic. And I, innocent little Owen in my 30s, had no idea why I was being called anti-Semitic, because I did not put together that these men were all Jewish. I was just calling out pedophiles in Hollywood. And people kept being like, you're being anti-Semitic. And then I was like, wait till you hear about Spielberg. And they're like, anti-Semite. And then I realized anti-Semitism, and of course not all Jews are pedophiles. In fact, the majority of Jews are not pedophiles. I don't feel I should have to say that, by the way. I feel like complaining about sour milk does not mean you have to say all milk isn't sour. That's the madness that the monsters make you do. It's one of these hoops that they make you do. I'd rather just be called an anti-Semite than have to deal with that lack of logos. But what it is the monsters use this term anti-Semite, anti-Semitism to hide. And they hide behind Jews. They hide behind everybody. It's really disgusting. And you know, the amount of people in Hollywood that rape kids that are in these lodges, this cabal, Kabbalah. I mean, that's straight up black magic. And they think that if you rape a child, you enter like different universe portholes and all this stuff, and you become your own god. It all stems from Luciferianism, which is, I was talking to Vox Day about this. It's worse than Satanism, because Satanism, Luciferianism, you don't even you think that you're gonna win. Like Satanism is almost closer to just hedonism, where you're like, okay, yeah, I know this is wrong, but you know, I just love crack. Luciferianism is like, no, we are the light, not Christ, not God. God's an imposter. We will win, you know, all that stuff. It's really bad. And then the thing that William Cooper said that was so powerful is Dr. Shirley MacLaine, who is a Luciferian. They all are, you know, and he was like, build me a universe, Shirley. Build me a universe. Oh, you can't, can you? Because you're not God. You're covering your age with paint. How powerful is that? It's like they think that God, it's they're stuck in a never-ending adolescence. You know, the rebellion of Logos. It's they're rebelling against their loving father and their entire life. And I understand why some of it comes from having a bad father. A lot of people that end up like this have a bad dad growing up. And the father is a representation of God in the home. The mother's a representation of earth. And, you know, give birth. And then the father is the representation of God. And so they think God is bad. They think they have to rebel against God for eternity. That everything, that's why as above, so below. You know, the upside down. That whatever, you know, two genders, 50 genders, you know, sodomy is really good. You know, the anus is not a sex organ. I love E. Michael Jones. But to say, no, not the vagina, the anus. Think about how insane that is. To say, like, to walk backwards, to talk backwards, to hate children, to remove the innocence of children. Everything that is, they reverse, and it's in rebellion against God because they think God is tyrannical and that the snake freed them. And then they age. And then they realize they were never God. And Shirley MacLaine can't make a universe. She can't even keep her skin from aging. You look at some of these occultists, some of these lodge members, some of these Luciferians, and they have all these symbols, and they're, you know, talking about humanism and how happiness and pleasure is the ultimate. They can't even pay their bills. They can't get out of their mom's basement, let alone build a universe, let alone the structure of an eye. Our creator, God the Father, made us out of love. You are not doing that if you are a Luciferian. If you think that you are God, you have created nothing. Nothing. All you are is a consumer. You eat. You shit. You piss. You orgasm briefly, and then you die. If you think that's a God that anyone would pray to, you're retarded. And why do they do all this one-eye stuff? I'll tell you why. Because if you look at the celebrity stuff, there's almost every celebrity has these weird, like, pictures. I mean, every one of them. Because in the land of the blind, the man with one eye is king. So the goal of the Luciferian is to make darkness. And so the one eye. So even though you are impotent, you have been neutered, you are not a complete person, you are a slave, you still can see because everything else is dark. That's horrifying. And they don't even know what they're doing. They're just repeating, regurgitating, eating because their dad failed. But guess what? A lot of dads failed. And you got to pull yourself out of that. You know, the Gamma King, this guy, where is he? I want to talk about the Hobbit House. This guy is the secret king. You know, Vox Day talks a lot about the hierarchy and the Gamma Male. The Gamma Male, the secret king. You know, I'm the king, but nobody knows. These people prey on children. And because they want to act out their power that they don't really have. Let's see Bryan Singer try and put his arm around me like that and his little outfit. He knows the beating would be severe, and that's why he can't do it. That's why these people go after children. It's not because children are sexy. there is no wiring of the brain where you look at a 8-year-old and you get aroused aside from anything but power. What the arousal is Luciferian. You think, I have dominion over that child because of his innocence, his physical weakness, and his vulnerability. That's what it is. It's about control. It's about control. And so these people, in their mind, they're king. In their mind, they're God. Look at Madonna, this Kabbalah cunt, this whore. In her mind, these people do rituals that you can't imagine how disgusting they are. And in their mind, they're God, they're king. But in reality, they're just slithering around, just disgusting. Just doing acts that that they have to keep secret, because if people knew about them, they'd rip them to shreds. And they're worried about, and people are worried about internet censorship. They're worried about being deplatformed. Guys, these platforms are some of the only things saving these people. It's always about control. Yeah, it is. All right, let's open some bear mail pretty soon. The more you look at the world, the more you realize God made the world. God made the whole lot. No evolving, just X. Nihilo creation. Yeah, I believe in adaptation. Like, there's adaptation. Things shift based on sexual and environmental selection. But God made man, species, Earth. I mean, evolution's been debunked by anyone with a functioning brain. And someone said, who is more powerful, Satan or God? Gee, what a silly, silly question. God. Obviously. Satan is not powerful. Satan is the ruler of Earth, but his power is in mockery. It's in despair. It's in tricking. It's in trying. Satan doesn't have dominion over you. Even here, that's the whole point. You have free will. It's one of the reasons why the men in small hats hate free will, because it's free. I wrote that joke yesterday. You have to choose your own demise. You have to choose your own demise. Satan's a gamma male. Satan's the definition of a gamma. He's spiting his creator. He's spiting his father. Satan is a gamma angel. So true. They make you do it. Satan has dominion over daytime TV for sure. Satan already lost it. So yeah, Satan loses in the end, guys. Just know that. If Satan calls, hang up the phone. Satan is inversion. Satan cannot be everywhere, see everything, or know. No, no, guys, he's a trickster. That's like saying, who has more power? No, I'm not even going to get into analogies. There's no way to do it. Satan wears fancy pants. Beyond. Rogan knows health, but he's gay as fuck. Well, he's just a gay guy. All right, let's... The devil lost already 2,000 years ago. Yeah. Oh, and your jokes are bad? I'm not going to ban you for that. You're wrong, though. That joke is hilarious. Why do Jews hate free will? Because it's free? I mean, if you don't find that at least mildly amusing, you're definitely a full-blown retard. Satan is not omnipresent. Satan is wicked gay. Satan loves his lollipops. He does. Satan loves his lollipops and his fancy pants. Satan only exists because God deemed it better to choose good over evil than evil. God can destroy Satan. God is all-knowing, all-powerful. I mean, how do people not know that? God requires you to choose. I like that joke. I wrote it yesterday. Thank you very much. Yeah. That joke is funny. LOL, LOL. Yeah, yeah, it's blatantly funny. Oh, if you're really funny, you don't have to tell people you're funny. No, I just say what's real. That's funny. That's objectively funny. And so people, we have to retake. There's been this false consensus created by the disgusting media. Disgusting media. Disgusting. That what is funny is pain, and what is pain is funny. And that's, people call me hateful. I'm hilarious and full of love. people call Amy Schumer and Sarah Silverman funny, and they're really full of hate. Look at this old. This guy smells like mothballs and cum. The Daily Caller. Bill Clinton is starting a podcast called Why Am I Telling You This? Because the court mandates I disclose this to my neighbors. It's a pretty funny joke. Such a gross little boy. He had a bad dad. Horrible dad. This is over the top. But I want my root sour to have a circular door. I just think my kids would really find it magical. So I was perusing Pinterest. See, men can do some female things. I think Pinterest is a great resource. Imagine making a root cellar like that, like a hobbit house. I mean, that I've been thinking about the root cellar for months now, nonstop. It never ends. So unauthorized.tv and then the Owen Benjamin app free on Google Play. Let me know what you think. Comment on this video. Hobbit house. I know, and I'm also a giant. I want to be Gandalf. Because there was this one, there's this hobbit house. I go to this really nice nursery. It's called Brothers Nursery in near where I live. It's south, and they have a hobbit house there. And my kids loved it. Well, not Charlie. He doesn't know. Oh, I'll play you that video. So you guys seem to like more of an inside look into my life here with Amy and stuff. So here's it's called One Man, One Mission.
Hi there. I've been sent on a mission for the salad. I must retrieve some spinach. All right. So I'm with the scissors in this little basket. I will get me some spinach.
By the way, guys, don't overthink the Gandalf comment. I'm not a wizard. It's about heights, you dumb fucks. It's about Gandalf being really tall going into a fucking hobbit house. Don't overthink everything. Everything isn't a symbol. Don't lose your fucking minds. Oh, by the way, I do read your comments and I appreciate it. Someone said not to use metal when trimming spinach, that it might poison the spinach, and instead use non-metal.
All right, I got some spinach. I'm not...
Oh, that is that's mustard something.
Not sure what this is, but if it's okay with that guy... God, he's so paranoid ever since he started doing cocaine again.
Oh, by the way, that's that only has three chickens in it. That's for the weirdo chickens, as you'll see, because the normal chickens, the majority population, were eventually started trying to peck them to death because they realized what they were up to. I have another chicken coop with 40 chickens in it. That's our main coop. This one is the ghetto, where we put them so they don't die.
Look at him. He yacked out of his mind. Look at you. Just you and your little new girlfriend just yacked out of your minds. Oh. Now you have two girlfriends? You're such a pimp. You'll be in prison before the month is out. Oh, you're abusing her? I'll be back.
I just slapped around that Rastafarian coke addict because he was being very abusive to his girls. I stole his eggs.
Yeah, what's up now?
In anticipation of a post-dinner sauna, I just turned that baby on. All right.
People keep asking about what song it is. It is, it's called, oh man, it's one of my favorite. It's by The Heavy. The Heavy is an awesome band. I performed with them in New Orleans once. They're awesome. And the song is called Short Change Hero.
I'm going to fill that with ice water to really get things going.
All right. This is my favorite part. I get to give my wife the new stuff. I took a whole video.
Okay.
Here you go.
Wow, those are beautiful.
So there are those. And then
by the way, watch Charlie's face in a second. He just learned about the moon landing.
Here is the spinach. I don't know what.
What is this?
I don't know, but it looks really cool. What do you think, buddy? Green? What do you think, Walter? Yeah, that's mustard green, and below is this, spinach.
Do you want all this inside
today? Oh yeah, big time. Walter, do you want all of it? Charlie?
Look at Charlie. He's like, bro, not now. I just learned about the moon landing and I look like Winston Churchill.
The spinach is like beautiful.
Dude, how funny is this, Charlie?
Spinach. I don't know what.
Charlie's look is like he just found out about the Federal Reserve.
I don't know, but it looks really cool. What do you think, buddy? What do you think, Walter? Yeah, that's mustard green, and below is spinach.
Do you want all this inside today?
Oh yeah, big time. Walter, do you want all of it? Charlie, do you want it all?
The spinach is like beautiful.
I know. Charlie's like, dude, look into it. All right, let's see what else I have. Oh, this next image is vulgar. I mean, it's a puppet, but I find it disturbing, but it's pretty funny. So don't look if you don't want to see something disturbing. I don't find language disturbing at all, but this one is a little weird, but it's funny. Okay, this is an image of Jordan Peterson. Someone email me this. Dude, this is so disturbing. So just don't look until it's done. Unless, you know, it's vulgar. This is an image of Jordan Peterson doing what he has to do to be a to be a number one best-selling author. This is an image of Jordan Peterson whenever he's around. just look at the image. It's Kermit the Frog ready for business. I mean, all right, the image is over. It's disturbing. But it's a puppet. I mean, but it's it's just me. It's crazy. It's crazy funny. Yeah, I knew I'd get a lot of laughs. But some of it was, I know, it's disturbing. I told you that. I told you it was disturbing. It's also very funny. Everyone knows it's funny. Wasn't that bad? Well, I know it wasn't. But it is kind of, though, because it is just kind of disturbing, especially when you realize it's true. Yeah, someone said true, though. Oh, I know. It really is. It's, someone said I've seen it. Honestly, wasn't that vulgar? It is to me, it's a little graphic. Even though it's a stuffed animal, it's Kermit the Frog ready for business. It's funny because of the juxtaposition between Kermit the Frog and then something that disturbing. And then when you realize it's exactly analogous to Jordan Peterson, where he sounds like Kermit the Frog and appears all innocent, but really he just takes it in his ass for money by globalists. Look into it. All right, let's open. I think I got that. Oh, I just flashed it again. It's not really disturbing. It's disturbing, but it's not a big deal. All right, let's open some mail. Oh, and I don't do packages on the live stream because it's just it's too obviously not smart. And I'll take risks. I don't know what I'm opening here, but with the package, it could be something illegal, you know, and someone could just send something to get me put in prison. But I'll get to the packages and then I'll show them on screen, I guess. I haven't opened anything off screen yet, but I'm not gonna do packages on a live stream. It's just not smart. It's gay. It's quite gay. This is from Matt. Longtime podcast listener here, finally chipping in. I've been following you for over a year now, but never got around to catching the live stream or getting myself verified because, like Grandma always used to say, YouTube's for fags. That's funny. I hate to be punch-up guy, but I'm just so obsessed with comedy. It's almost funnier if you say faggot. If it's like, as Grandma always used to say, YouTube's for faggots. I don't know. Let me know in the comments what you think is funnier. I think the more explicit, like the more biting, It's just like the Kermit the Frog thing, the juxtaposition between an old-timey grandma saying and the word faggot. I've gotten a lot of laughs, wisdom, and inspiration from listening to you, for which I say thanks, brother. A lot of us are starved for masculinity and are trying to figure shit out. So we're glad to have an honest, masculine guy to listen to. You hear that woodpecker? He's whacking off. From who isn't trying to sell us DMT or get us to vote for abortion. That's so true. It's so sad, but true. I'm a young single guy who used to be kind of gamma. Everyone's been through a phase of slight. I once owned a pair of fancy pants. But now my single goal for my life is to get married, build a homestead with a garden and a wood shop, and have tons of kids. Good for you. Just have to meet the right girl and find a job that will allow me to do that. But I'm pursuing Logos now, along with you and the rest of the Bears. Can I be verified as Lawnmower Bear? Welcome, Lawnmower Bear. Thanks especially for your Pink Floyd and Shostakovich breakdowns. It's amazing how much watching someone else love something can cause you to start to love and appreciate it too. Wow. So true, right? I like surrounding myself with people that love something. It doesn't matter what it is. It's so true. It's like Joe Rogan loves sodomy, but it doesn't quite do it for me. Because his love of sodomy seems like it comes from a dark place. Thanks, brother. Take this green Babylon Square to buy something for the farm or the kids. The unbearables are in this with you. And I truly appreciate that, fellas. P.S. You should check out Wendell Berry if you haven't yet. He's a farmer and a fired-up author and poet who writes about connection to the land, our cultural decline, and the destruction of rural America. You'd like his Mad Farmer poems. Matt, I'll check him out. Thank you, Matt. This is too... Dude, someone sent me an envelope that just said, the big old bear, and I had to, like, explain to the post office that I was the big old bear. It's a lot easier if it's just my name, but I got a chuckle out of it. To the big old bear. Why, thank you. Dear big bear, let me start by saying you're an inspiration to me. Real men stand up for what they believe in and don't back down to social or financial pressure. Well, if you back down, you definitely lose. You know, it's less inspiring. I don't know. Maybe it's just as inspiring. You guys be the judge. But I think it's less courageous than people actually think. If you think algorithmically, and if you think, like, logically, if you take a knee, you're sucking the devil's dick. And the deal you'll get will be worse than what you'll lose when you burn off some platforms. So, like, what I'm doing is logical. It's not, like, hiding and cowering is not the easy route. You'll be found. And then you will end up like Kermit the Frog. You are doing this because you know you are right, and there is nothing more honorable than that. Well, there is just Logos. It's the order of the universe. There just is. Can't fight. You fight it. You get popped in the nose by the devil's dick. We know the truth. If you tell the truth, they will come. Oh, dude, I still can't believe that we have what we have. And listen, unauthorized.tv, I'm telling you, I'm a time traveler. I will be kicked off YouTube eventually. So we have prepared for that. Go over there. If you don't want to become a member because you don't want to support what you love, that's all right. Just bookmark it. Bookmark it. Bookmark unauthorized TV. So you just check it out. It's free. But, like, don't lose it. Don't lose us. Because that's how the platforms win. You can use them like the dirty whores that they are. The YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, any of it. Just back down nothing. Nothing. Give them nothing. Say exactly what you want. And then when they deplatform you, fine. Use it for what it is, to reach more people, to connect, whatever. But in the meantime, you build something safer. You know, you build a fortress on unauthorized.tv. And then stay in touch. Because I'm telling you, the apathy, the nihilism of just like, oh, I love Owen Benjamin. Oh, I haven't seen him in a while. Oh, what is this, a shiny apple? It's how you're shackled. It's just like, there's nothing on TV. Oh, I forgot about that guy. What happened to him? Oh, he's in prison now? Okay, well, what's up next? Oh, I can get some lollipops for my fancy pants? Stay with what you like. It's the same with marriage. It's like so many men, so many women are just in this Tinder mentality where it's just like, oh, this is great. Oh, no way. A shiny pebble. Oh, what's over here? Oh, I just, who is that person? I don't even remember. Stick with it. I feel I've been lied to my whole life. My wife and I busted our asses through college to get good degrees, but had to incur a significant amount of student loan debt to do so because we were told it would pay off in the end. Guys, I got to pay Amy's $80,000 debt for her master's degree that she's now, she's a home builder. She's a mother. And I would pay it all to have my wife at home, everything I own. It's, trust me, we've all faced this. It was interesting yesterday listening to somebody was talking about how Vox Days always had like high status. And he was like, until I was 15, I was below the gamma. He's like, I was a weirdo. A lot of people don't understand that we all go through this stuff. You see people that have kind of made it out of some of these horrible situations or spirals. And you think like, oh, well, you just have it made. You don't know. We still are paying Amy's debt that she incurred because she was told, you know, she got her master's in engineering. That's even a valuable one. And it's like, we all bought into the lie. I spent 10 years. I mean, I'll stay with this, but like, don't let it consume you. Don't be like, oh, I made this mistake. There's no getting out. That's nihilism. It's like, how much is too much? Well, I mean, we're paying 80 grand and it's worth every penny. And she's smart as hell. I respect her decision completely. You know, she worked her ass off. She was told that she wants a family. She wants to be a mom. She wants to be a wife. I am so glad that she chose that and not tried to jump in the rat race and pay off the debt. I will pay off that debt one fucking bear mail at a time. And it's worth every penny. Don't let them get you down with these debts. Oh, and you look like a soy boy without the beard. I've been told. I know. Hey, listen. It's fine. You can think what you want. We did this because we were told by society and the media that the pursuit of stuff is what makes you happy. And to fuel our pursuit of materialism, we were both stuck in jobs that were sucking the life out of our souls. Dude, I was told that getting a Comedy Central special or being the lead of a sitcom was going to complete me. No, what completes you is going on a mission for your wife and getting some spinach, seeing her eyes light up, and seeing your son, who looks like Winston Churchill, finally understand what the men are up to with the small hats. During the process, we had four beautiful daughters. Oh, good for you, man. After about 8 years into this madness and hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, I came to realize that I never have been more unhappy in my entire life. Who's calling me? I came to realize that no amount of new shiny stuff would ever make me happy. The only thing... Oh, and by the way, happiness isn't the goal. Purpose, not happiness. Happiness is a byproduct of someone with purpose. Never have happiness be your goal. It's a shit goal. It's a shit goal. The only thing in my life that really made me happy was my girls because of purpose. To anyone out there who does not have kids or thinks they don't want kids, trust me, it's the greatest thing in life. So we decided to sell our house and pay off debt. Good for you. We have a few more years before we will be out of debt completely, but I can honestly say I'm happier now than I've ever been in a long time. Damn right. I know people in prison that are more happy than some of these nut jobs chasing the dollar and the devil's dick on Wall Street. We plan to get out of debt because in prison you can still have purpose. Like Vox Day's dad's in prison, and he like, you know, goes through law books and stuff and helps people get their sentences commuted or like taken down, and he's got like people protect him and love him and like treat him with respect. And it's like you can make your own world. You know, what if your purpose is just trying to, like, do 185, 30 reps, and you're just in the yard, just, ah. It's wild, man. Some people that have been to prison for long periods of time and then have looked at this world, this materialistic world, it fucks with your head a little because you're like, this is oddly worse. And it's not worse than prison. Don't get me wrong. Prison's hellish. But, like, to be in a prison, in a material debt-based prison, and not even be able to articulate it or see it, and just be in a constant state of depression and confusion, is worse than seeing the bars. Box Day's dad's in prison. That's hilarious. Yeah, his dad, very rich, very successful. And, you know, he fought the federal government with taxes. And that's a tough one. We plan to get out of debt and stay out of debt forever. Materialism and debt is nothing but a trap that will make you a slave. I'm scared for my daughters. Don't be. They sound like they have a great dad. Don't be, dude, don't be scared. Don't be, fear is, let fear teach you, you know, like listen to the little fear, you know, the gift of fear, the little tingle of like something's wrong. But it's just a tool. It's just an alert. It's not a mentality. Raising them in our sick culture. No, they have you, asshole. Value yourself. Has me fearing for their future. No, no, no. We have overcome plagues and ice ages. We can overcome fucking MTV2. It makes me want to eventually pursue the lifestyle you are living. Well, yes, do that. I've been privy to the actions of men in tiny hats for a long time now. I think we all subconsciously have. Nearly every anti-Western and counterculture movement has been led by them. Not nearly. Every. There's nothing nearly about it. Every. Every disgusting movie I watch is produced by them. Every. There's a reason Western society began to decay after World War II. They have free reign and no one can criticize them. Yes, you can. Have you ever watched my streams? Old Deep State Bear over here. Listen, he's my handler. Don't get me wrong. Deep State Bear, he blew out his nose last time he went to Tel Aviv. Coke. But he's apparently my handler, but all he does is just kind of stare with his mouth open because he's on so much crank. Look at your shifty jaw, Deep State Bear. Deep State Bear's a shill. I know Vox's dad didn't want to pay his taxes like everyone else. I know, but he actually didn't. Like, Vox is descended from literally revolutionaries. Like, they're the type of people that are like, yeah, you know how everybody doesn't want to pay taxes? I'm not. That's that. I pay my taxes, man. You know, give Caesar Caesars or whatever that line is. They have free reign, and now no one can criticize them. You should have Kevin McDonald on as a guest, so keep up the good fight. Call them out when they need to be called out. The shackles are all mental. They have no real power over you. Their criticism is the only thing they have. Yeah, they can take your name from cocktail parties. Guess what? Those cocktail parties are getting smaller and smaller, and they're filled with pedophiles. Ha ha ha! That's right, Deep State Bear. Nothing is Caesar's. Well, I'm Christian. I read the Bible. So apparently it is that you have masters of this earth and you have to understand that or else you'll just that's in the Bible. It's in the Bible to do that because it makes you stronger or else you just want all your good men to end up in prison. That's fucking crazy. That's not real resistance. That's narcissism. That's some John Wick shit. Hitler made that mistake. He brought his whole nation into fucking just 80 years of shame because he wanted to make it all about him. You don't hurt the Jew. You ignore the Jew. Or you mock. You don't go on a rampage. Then they get everything they want. That's John Wick shit. And then it brings Germany into this state of permanent cuckery. He fucked everybody. It's got Caesar's face on it. Exactly. The love of money is the root of all evil. If you're willing to go to prison for money, you're a dick. There's reasons to go to prison, but money is not one of them. They only have power if you let them. Thanks for all you do. Yeah, that's how all power is. And it's like, there are a lot of obstacles in this world that have nothing to do with the men in small hats. When you really see that, it's not even a big deal. The men in small hats are just as confused as anybody. They're just trying to figure out what the hell they're doing. It's like, in the bagel, in the locks, in the bagel. Oh, this is, dude, it just says never stop. Love it, man. Love it. Thank you. Analog super chats, because the post office has to follow the First Amendment. All right, I'll read a little bit of this. This one's a little long, but I am getting what is referred to as gardener porn every day in the postal delivery. That is about one seed or two tool catalog every other day. And mid, hang on, some of the premier orderings. Oh, this is about gardening and stuff. Oh, I'll just read this sound. All right. So today I watched you talk about finances. You hit a couple things that jumped ahead of you about college versus trade school. You spoke of college debt. That's interestingly applicable. And the need for what is not taught in schools now. My dears Owen and Amy, the stuff that was not taught in schools but was learned at your mother and father's side as part of farm life. That was when family stayed intact. That was when the measurement of success and the ability to feed your family was how many canned goods you put away in the root cellar, the larder, the basement, the pantry. Everyone was expected to learn and pitch in to make it all work. As an adult, the canning exercise was still what I did in the fall, and I would compete with my father with the number of jars I preserved. So much logos in this. Tomatoes, relish, pickles, beans, and even berries. The year before my dad passed away, we celebrated excess by picking 50 gallons of wild berries. Yes, 50 gallons. We canned them, froze them, ate them, made jams and jellies. Dad loved preserving. It's called preserving. So beautiful, man. Dad loved preserving the food he grew for his family. The industrialization of America was not a total success or waste. What it did was remove the need for the local tradesman. The local barber talent went from one person shop, my dad, to a 10-chair salon, spa, fancy pants operation. The seamstress was replaced by the sewing and manufacturing factories. I do understand the need for factories, but you and I still need a local plumber or electrician. The factories cannot provide for that, and the plumber, electrician, and the guy, yes, guy, who fixed my car all went to trade school. You were right. It was Clinton who started the housing crap. Everyone had to have a house with nothing down. Same as with the minimum wage. No investment. Walk away from it as you have nothing invested in anything. It's Luciferianism. It's literally what it is. Minimum wage is a starter wage, never meant to be a life-sustaining paycheck. Minimum wage is for the wage earner to learn how to show up on time, how to do stuff, how to become a responsible part of society. It is for the taste of success. It is meant to be a starter. There's a lot of real knowledge in this. It exposes the folks, learners, to the ladder for success. No guarantee, but a stepping stone to achieve. When I raise pigs, I love the pigs for my 8 years I had them. I got the little duffers when they weighed 5 pounds. March was the target month for them to come to my property. When I bought them, I brought them home in medium-sized dog crates. No less than 2 and no more than 7, and they were all from the same litter each year. 7 was actually too many. Not for the work, but when the pigs get to a certain size, the farmer is at the disadvantage. It's tipping point population. Anytime I went to the pen when the pigs... I'm missing a page. Well, that's all right. We still have another paragraph of really good stuff. Finding non-GMO heirloom seeds are key for the survival of the plant line and the ability of the plant to get through various plant problems. Best part, the heirloom seeds are not owned by Monsanto or Bayer or other corporate owners. Heirlooms cannot be owned yet. The single gem allows us to continue to feed ourselves now and into the future. I taught a class at Oahu for Mel Bartholomew of Square Foot Gardening Frame, and the most prized item the folks took away was the ability to save seeds from current harvest for the next season's plants. Yeah, I'm wearing that right now. It's fascinating. Bear wasn't juice. Huh? See, I like to point out when it's not juice. I asked a local seed company owner here in Chittenden County for a donation of seeds for me to take to the class, and he gave me enough packages of seeds to fill one of my two suitcases for the trip. These heirloom seeds were given to participants after the class, so they were prepared to plant for their futures. One year I worked in an orchard market, and there were... I'm missing pages, guys. That's all right. I'll figure it out. Hang on, Baker Creek shout out. Yeah, that was a great letter, though. I mean, legit, very useful. I'm going to go over that. I'll figure out where the pages are. Anyone have tips on how to get rid of beavers? I can't tell if you're trolling. But a 22 and a spotlight. That's always the best answer for just about everything. Hi, Owen. I just discovered you on YouTube fairly recently, and your Speaking of the Truth interest intertwined with your comedic view on life has helped me to escape the abyss of depression. I'd found myself here for nearly a decade. I'm attending college, rather one of the thousands of indoctrination facilities saturating the country, trying to make a name for myself. Like you, I'm incredibly curious about the world and escaping the deception. Intuitively, I've always felt that there were aspects of this world that were blatantly being hidden. Thank you for helping me to connect the dots of deception and bringing light to the inverted reality we all live in. Most importantly, you showed me the joy and value in family. Your beautiful family has inspired me to turn away from the negativity I was binding myself with. Good for you for knowing that you're binding yourself with it. That's a big step. I'm going through some physical issues, but they are minor to the bright future I know I will have thanks to your actions. Finally, I appreciate your guiding me towards God. I was agnostic for a very long time, but I now know without a doubt that God is real and Jesus is our Savior. Keep doing what you're doing. You're the only person I've ever wrote a letter to. I felt compelled to let you know that you have had more of an impact on me in the weeks I've been binging your content than anyone else has had in my entire life. You're doing great, kid. Mitchell. P.S. Can I be verified as Bombay Bear? Welcome, Bombay Bear. What a beautiful letter. Thank you, man. I save all the letters, man. I find this all very inspiring for myself because I'm a human being too, and I like to know that what I'm doing actually makes people feel good and not just some fucking asshole in the woods. Oh, this looks interesting. You guys don't like beavers? Are you guys talking about beavers? Still? Bear from IG Farben is absolutely Jews. Oh, well, there goes that. Well, I guess that happens a lot. I'm like, hey, look, it's not Jews. That's like, oh, Anton LaVey's name was Howard Levy. And you're like, ah, I'm trying to. Dear Owen. Owen, you have made a great change in my life. I've taken a greater commitment to planting and hard work. God, I mean, apparently anti-Semitism is really positive. I'm just kidding. I'm not even an anti-Semite. An actual anti-Semite thinks there's a race called the Jews and they're all evil, which I don't believe at all. I just think that culturally they're constantly trying to invert and flip. I got to stop talking about him, though, just, you know, out of respect for my wife. She doesn't care either way. I just like it when she listens to the streams, and she thinks that I can really beat a dead horse. By the way, I'm not encouraging death. God, these people are so fucking annoying. Oh, my God, did you just encourage? I mean, it's every aspect of our life. It's just being... The Pharisees. It's a good way to put it. Let's start calling them the Pharisees. Yeah, that's good. The Pharisees. All right. The men in small hats. All right. And I have started... Oh, Avi Yamini just called out Zuckerberg. The reason I like Avi Yamini, even though he's blatantly man in small hat, is he's masculine. It's the subverting feminine male gamma that's so satanic. Yamini actually has shot a gun. My standards can be so low. It's like, just don't be a Ben Shapiro, Chicken Hawk fag. Don't try and get people killed because of your delusions. Unless you're willing to go, which you mean he did. And I disagree with his politics, but you have to respect that. It's masculinity. Nobody's having more fun than we are. I guess, all right. And I have started noticing more fur on me every moment. I think I may be becoming an actual bear. Good for you. Stop eating soy. My question is, Super Chat, how should I go about navigating high school where so much degeneracy exists? Homosexuality, 90% of girls are whores. You said hoes, though, but I'd prefer to say whores. A hoe is a gardening tool. A whore is a degenerate with a bad dad. Everyone is cracked out, exaggerating, but weed and alcohol is common. High school is a blast, but I'm concerned for my cracked out and degenerate friends. Bless you, Owen. Jake, 17 years old. He sent me War Ration book. This is cool. I'm not going to show you the other side because there's people's names on it, but this is awesome. Thank you. United States of America, Office of Price Administration. My advice for you, my friend. By the way, it's always been like that. It's worse now, I guess, than when I was in school, but build, like you be the role model, you and your friends. In these times, it's actually bonding. Let me tell you a little story about the men in small hats. What was happening in Germany, oddly, was Jews were being so accepted that it was scaring the Pharisees, because the Jews and the Germans were the most welcoming people to the Jews of all of Europe. And they were being so accepted, they were assimilating so well that their quote-unquote Jewish identity was in danger, you know? And so you have to understand that sometimes, situations like what you're in is bonding. You and the other kids that aren't into whores and crack are going to have something in common. And from there, you can build friendships, build communities, and it's actually... it actually makes it a lot easier in certain ways, because you're like, well, we're not them. And so being outside of the norm oddly helps define your group. Yeah. The old men in my neighborhood, old Muslim men in my neighborhood, hold hands and walk. Not gay, just besties, male bonding. No, it's gay. It's gay. I don't like that at all. Oh, and I'm a devout Roman Catholic, father of 8 kids. Good for you. And grandfather of 23. Wow. My daughter got me hooked on you. She is the now unbanned Marie. Oh, I love Marie. She's great. I'm sending you this for one reason. You closed a YouTube video with, don't have sterile sex, don't have sterile sex. Pope John Paul II spoke every Wednesday for 2 years on the subject, theology of the body, and your translation, and you translated it for the young in one sentence. May God bless you. Is it Ken or Len? Well, thank you. That was very generous of you, and I appreciate that. I think, don't have sterile sex. I think that's my gift in life, is taking a very big and complicated and verbose concept and making it one repeatable sentence. And so I'll just keep doing that. And thank you for watching, and thanks. Marie's great. You have a great grandfather, Marie. Wow. Her father. I forgot that. Yeah. The new Pope is disgusting. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't think he's the Antichrist, but he's ish. This is from Shane. Shane. I've developed a new respect for Catholics, by the way. I realized that my Catholic upbringing was corrupted. And there's a lot of really good Catholics out there. Really good. Like heroic. Hi, Big Bear. I'm a plumber from Granville and enjoy listening to your streams. Thanks for being real. I'm currently sitting here with my wife, Holly, listening to the episode number 505. Great stuff. Keep on keeping on. God bless you and yours, Shane and Holly. Thank you. By the way, plumbers are way more important than comedians and social media executives. It's like, oh, we will reinvent the world. These Mark Zuckerberg, it's like, we will create utopia. It's like, yeah, assuming you don't drown in your own shit. How immediate is it when someone has a pipe leak of what is real? It was almost like that one video that went viral for a while where all these Black Lives Matter retards are like protesting against cops and one of them gets mugged like right there and just immediately looks at the cop like, help me. It was like that. It was just like someone just had her bag stolen and she was like, yeah, cops are pigs. Fuck you, cops. And then she had her bag stolen and she just immediately was like, please help me. It's like that with plumbers. It's like, yeah, you can live in your fortress and be like, I am healing the world. It's like, I'm covered in my own shit. Does anyone know a plumber? Oh, NAFTA shit. Is there a plumbing bear? Welcome, plumbing bear. That was very sweet. I love that. I love that you were watching it with your wife. This is from Stan. Stan the man. If I was named Stan, I would always introduce myself as Stan the man. I'd be like, oh, have you met my friend Stan? I'd be like, oh, I'm Stan the man. And they'd be like, listen, this is a gas station. You're being very aggressive. Do you want unleaded? Stan the man. Repeat. Stan. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's just my opening of letter banter that sometimes goes way off the rails. Thank you very much, Stan the man. Thank you for your humor and analysis. I am a fan of yours and Allison. Can't read the last name. I am mending from left shoulder replacement. I'm 74. That's awesome. YouTube makes me laugh and take notes. Sweet. I recommend the following channel. I can read this part. Ice Age. Oh, man. Ice Age. It is on the internet. Google it. The film. Does anyone know? Hang on a second. Time to do a quick banning here. I like when people don't even know they've been banned. Or no. It's even more. Why don't I start doing? Putting people in timeouts. It's almost more humiliating. Go to the corner. Ice Age. Someone please comment what that is on it. It's actually beautiful handwriting. It's just I just don't understand the cursive. Ice Age Farmers. Okay, Ice Age Farmers. Thank you, everybody. I'll check that out. Someone said you should just ignore them. Well, now you're in a timeout. Don't tell me what to do, bitch. You should just ignore them. Well, you have to go for a 30-second timeout. Go to the corner. That's not banning to say that I should ignore them, but obviously I know more about all of this than you. One thing I can definitely tell you that I'm an expert in is this. So just ignoring them only encourages them. You have to dismantle. Because a lot of people just need resistance. That's what the masculine does. The masculine is gone in a lot of our culture, where it's just everybody can do anything. That's called Luciferianism. You can't say whatever you want here. You are not God. Dear Owen, been listening. I get to say what I please in my fancy pants and my lollipops. Make a universe then, God. No, you're just going to be covering up your age with paint as you die. You're not God. You're a creation, and now you're just consuming. Bring something to the table. Free speech is earned. And a lot of people here that think they can hide about, you know, oh, it's unconstitutional. The Constitution is a piece of paper you can wipe your ass with. You have to earn it every day. Every day you have to earn the right to defend yourself and free and to be able to speak what you want. That is not, you have to earn it. Hundreds of years ago, people wrote some shit on parchment, and you think that's going to stop people from taking what's yours? Fucking retarded. You are not your own God. That's a lie. Dear Owen, been listening for 2 years now. You're arguably one of the most important voices in the Great Awakening that's taking place right now. Surpassed Molyneux in relevance. I like Molyneux. I don't want to make it about that. But thank you, though. I appreciate the compliment. Be careful and stay alert because it will eventually attract the attention of the less tolerant and vengeful gatekeepers. Several of your recurring themes are so fundamental and vital to the preservation of the nation that I want to encourage you to never stop repeating them. Flee the city as soon as you're able. Build an authentic and local community of like-minded based on service to one another. Become useful to that community by learning how to provide real value to them, a trade, skill, service, advocate on behalf of the community. Walk toward autonomy on the basics. Food freedom, ability to provide at a minimum sustenance food on your own. Financial freedom, ability to be partially or totally financially independent of an employer. Freedom from subversive influence. Fiercely screen the content you and your children are exposed to, pop culture, screen time in general. I'm the founder of AmericaMaximus.com, and one of the things I do is teach people how to start a small business that can start moving toward a life based on these themes. Can I be Maximus Bear? Welcome, Maximus Bear. If any bears are interested, it would be an honor and duty to help them vet their ideas so they can get going. Just have them reference you, Big Bear sent me, or something like that. No creepy Shapiro promo codes. Awesome, Chris. You're the man. And you will be in my prayers, my friend. Yeah, check that out. That guy made perfect sense. Perfect sense. I don't think anyone's coming for me, though. I think I'm coming for myself. That's why I had to quit drinking. I am they. I'm my own hitman. A real male receiving salmon in the mail. Roaming earth like a bear. Not taking anybody's shit. Taking a shit anywhere. It's fertilizer. The absurdly obvious truths are mesmerizing. The truth is hilarious. Keep roaming in the woods. Words are open meadows. Be careful of the hunters. Careful like nature. Follow your gut. Radical Bear. Thank you, Radical Bear. It's an excellent poem. We have two more. Let's see this real quick. Oh, someone sent me stamps. Sweet. Paraplegic Bear here. Enclosed is 2 cent stamps. Watch Juranism's YouTube video on spending 2 cent letters. It's a great way for the bears to stick it to the man. No abbreviations, no zip codes, just like this letter. No abbreviations. Paraplegic Bear, I go by Brett. Thank you, Paraplegic Bear. I gotta research this 2 cent stamp situation. All right, let me open this one. This will be my last one, then we'll start our day here. Do you guys like morning streams better or midday streams or evening? Morning get less viewers, but that's not always a bad thing. How is the chat, Ben? What do you guys think? Oh, this is a long one. I'm just going to read this is like long. It was typed out for pages. I'll read this when I'm done. I just watched your stream, predictive programming, pyramids, and more. I've watched a few of your others, including the first moon landing one. I think I found you through Vox Day's blog. I was prompted to write you regarding a valid argument against Israel in addition to other topics, which I will address below. All right, I will read this. This is very, very long, so I'm going to and it's detailed. So I'm going to read this in my own time. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, I like this time as it is the afternoon in England. Oh, interesting. Letters in morning, rants at night. Ha! Ah, I ran it a little in the morning, Ari. The Seinfeld stream got me hooked. Oh, that one's already pushing like 200,000 views. It's wild. Less reading, more logos. Do the Truman Show style. I don't know what that means. Let's see. Morning Bears. Moves a little fast, but what can you do? Well, this is small. I only have 2,500 people in the morning. 5 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Eastern is usually the highest amount of people. But since this is on demand, you can watch anytime you want or listen or whatever. It doesn't really matter. Mornings. Yes, evening in Australia. I love the morning streams, BB. Yeah, especially now that I'm sober, you know, that it's it just works. AIDS isn't real. There's an argument for that. Seinfeld stream is one of my favorites. Oh, sweet. Awesome. Free will is all over the Bible. Are you West Coast? Yeah, I'm West Coast. Try both morning and evening. Yeah, it's just whenever it works. I like the focus in the morning. Well, I think we're going to be getting a lot of focus from me these days because I can't drink anymore. Yesterday's stream was taken down. I don't think so. Store all animal feed in metal trash cans. Good call. Maybe switch the chat to slow-mo. That's a good idea. But, okay, I'm going to close on this. Check out Owen Benjamin app on Google Play. Let me know how you like it. And unauthorized.tv, Feed the Bear membership. What else? Arcavencomics.com if you want more info on comedy and the engineering of comedy and how I got into comedy. There's an audiobook there called Feed the Bear. Yeah, much love. Whoever works. But this has been a blast. Thank you all for the letters. This is an important part of the stream is reading what you guys think and what you write. And it's obviously uncensored. I just read whatever envelope is in front of me. And it's very hopeful. It's very good. This is what people are missing. You know, there's an intended deficit of hope and joy and purpose in media and culture to make people feel like slaves. And listen, pay your taxes, work hard. Just have you be your family is the nucleus of that, not the state, not Silicon Valley, not likes on Facebook, you know? And when you see what I get to see, you understand why I can get up in the morning and milk the goats with a big old smile on my face. When you follow Logos, your life gets better. And people keep telling me how I'm in danger and watch out. Dude, the only danger is my own faults, my own misdeeds, my own weaknesses. You know, things will happen. But from what I've learned since I've been trying to follow a more narrow path in my life is much less dangerous than when I was in Hollywood, you know, cashing those checks. And just kind of like living for my own pleasure. That is much more dangerous. And I understand why people would think that, because they're like, what I say is a threat to gatekeepers. It's not what you think. You have more control than you think. No, think about this. No one's killed me yet. Let that sink in. Think of all the streams I've done, all the hard-hitting things that I've hit, all the pedophiles I've called out, all the deep-seated things that I've said, and no one's killed me. That has to show you something. That whole mentality is also a prison in your mind, where it's like, if I say what I believe, someone's going to come in the middle of the night, the boogeyman. That's bullshit. The boogeyman is your own brain, your own heart, your own nihilism, your own fear. That's the boogeyman. Your hitman, your boogeyman is in you right now. It's controlling your arms with fear. You know, you're going to pop those pills and drink that booze and watch that porn. You know, get fat, get diabetes, get cancer, die, not get that wife, not get those kids, because out of fear, fear, fear. That's your hitman. That's a hitman that you couldn't find. You couldn't find that in the most elite training places. You can't be like, hey, hitman, this is what I want you to do. I want you to make this guy, I'll give you $1 million if you make this guy slowly kill himself publicly with obesity, rage, shame, and nihilism. Make sure he can never have a family, can never see the joy. You can't make an enemy that great. And that's in your own actions. And what you have to understand is these gatekeepers don't care. Because I'm not a threat to them. I'm not. I don't want what they have. I'm not trying to beat them at their own game and get the lollipops and the fancy pants. They see me as probably like just a crazy retard. It's like, wait a minute. So you don't even want the fancy pants? Guy's a fucking crazy kook. Like the Rogans of the world, like those guys just think I'm crazy. They're not like, oh, his words are coming to get us, because they don't even understand what we're talking about. They're like, hey, they think I'm sad. They think I'm like pathetic because I'm not in their rat race trying to get their lollipops. It's crazy. So like someone in the chat just said the dude has lost his mind at some point. Well, those are all gammas though. Hang on. 1 second. That guy's gone. People are like, let him speak. Can you imagine? Okay, I'll end on this. When people say like, let him speak in the chat, imagine an actual courtyard with human beings. And you have someone that thousands of people have come to listen to. Someone with something to say, something that people respect. Someone that is intelligent and articulate and has been through hell and back and has something to say to people. And then you have one of these trolls, one of these guys in the back just going, everything's stupid. This guy's gay. He's dumb. He's lost his mind. Can you imagine a scenario where actual human beings would be like, let him speak? And just actual people in a hall would just be like, let's hear him out. And the guy's just like, you're all gonna kill yourself. You're all dumb and stupid. Christ is a soy boy. You're all retards. Your wife's gonna leave you. Everybody would just kill the guy. Just kill the guy. It wouldn't even be, you don't understand. Like in real life, someone threatens your family. Someone does that. You get lynched in normal human interaction. And it's like, okay, that guy just threatened this guy's family, and that guy just is trying to subvert everything. It's like the mass of people would be like, not only are you not allowed to talk, you're dead. And the more they deplatform people, this is a warning, guys. The more they deplatform people out of this digital world, the more people will not feel heard and just be like, well, I can think of another way to be heard. They're sabotaging themselves, and it's not this long plan. They're sheep. They're grazing. They're grazing animals. I'm around animals a lot now, and you learn a lot about nature with animals. Like the male social sexual hierarchy that Vox talks about with Alpha, Gamma, Bravo, Delta, Omega, you know, Sigma. You realize that is only in a masculine group. It doesn't fit with gays, and it doesn't fit with women. That is like how wolves operate in certain animals. Sheep don't have a hierarchy. They graze. They operate out of fear and mass movement. That's it. So they're just trying to get grass. Let's say a lion comes out and kills one of the deer. The deer is just spooked and gets scared. They've forgotten about that within a minute, and they're just grazing. They have learned nothing. They have not had to readjust their behavior at all. They're just eating grass. A lot of these people are doing that. They do not learn. They do not see the future. They are in this perpetual, feminized, childlike state of grazing grass. And they would see someone like me and be like, hey, what a retard. He's not just eating the grass. And I'm like, guys, there's a lion right there. And they're like, hey, but there's grass. What a retard. He's lost his mind. Hey. And then, and they're like, oh no, lion, we shouldn't eat this grass. Within a minute, they're back to eating grass. Watch goats. No one's around animals anymore. They don't understand. Like, they'll react to just to what's around them. They don't think in the future. Like that letter I just read about his father teaching him about preserving, canning, jarring, seeds. What seeds are owned by a corporation? What seeds can be taken from you? What seeds can create plants that will give you more plants? No one even thinks about this shit in these cities. They're not a threat to me. They're a threat to themselves. They are not thinking ahead of time. They're not thinking, oh, well, Owen Benjamin's message is going to get people more self-sufficient and loving. They will have children. The demographics will shift. They're thinking within 1 minute of what they're doing. That's literally what they're doing. They're dead already. They're zombies. The zombie apocalypse is them. They are already that. Unless you are around animals and plants and children, you do not know these things. They cannot plan. They don't see me as a threat because they don't understand. They're already living in cities with no water, no skills. They don't know their neighbors. They're eating with fake money that will crash sooner than later. Do you think that they see me as a threat because of my like multi-generational view of the world? You got to be insane to think that. They're sheep grazing on fucking grass. The social sexual hierarchy of wolves is masculinity. That's what it is. Like, wolves have bravos and alphas and deltas and gammas. You know, when you watch The Lion King and you have, Fang or Scar or whatever, that's the gamma, the secret king. And then you have the alpha, you have bravos. It's right there. That's a hierarchy. There is no hierarchy with grazing animals. There is no alpha sheep and bravo sheep and delta sheep. They just graze. These people see no future. It's just when you are your own God, when you're a Luciferian, when you say that the snake was right and they freed you from the tyranny of God and you eat your apples and you do whatever you want, you are dead already and you don't even know it. Because when you enter that world of like, I am powerful, I am God, it's about my pleasure, my happiness, I take what I want, you are shriveling. You don't see the future. You're blinded by your own appetites. A man has as many masters as appetites. A king is a slave to his appetites, and a slave, a moral slave, is king if he can control himself. That is a fact. That is not religiosity and theology. That is a reality. When you look at these people, I've entertained the kings. I've been around the kings. I've been around the oligarchs. I've done corporate events where I'm hanging out with the top lobbyists, the CEOs, all these guys. If they are an alcoholic, if they are a sex addict, if they are a coke addict, if they are a power addict, that is their focus. They have no game plan. They will fuck a complete stranger with coke on their nose, knowing full well that that could ruin everything they have because they can't help themselves. That's why some people think there's these long plans. Sure, yeah, they're demons, Satan. Yeah, they want to mock us for centuries and have these long, elaborate plans. There's certain people, but like the concept of withholding gratification is not part of the Luciferian cabal, the Kabbalah, all this upside down world. That does not fit together. That's a square and a circle. Like looking long term comes from love, or the devil. You know, there is abject material evil. Like, long term, we will humiliate God's creation. And they'll choose it. It'll take thousands of years, but that'll happen. Right? Human beings, their appetites is what does it. You know, and it's always short term. They're grazing. They're grazing. And that's just a reality. Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of here. Yeah. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I was round when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. But what's been puzzling you is the nature of my game. Because there's no nature in it. It is outside of logos. That's what puzzles people. That's why I can't listen to half these YouTubers anymore. Is they're like, I mean, imagine if we said this. And it's like, well, the free market. And then these hypocrites, they're outside of logos. They don't give a fuck. There's no rules. They don't care. What puzzles you is the nature of my game, because there is no nature. It's the inversion of nature. It's the revulsion of nature. Whatever nature is, up is down, left is right, gay is straight, straight is gay. Male is female, female is male. That's the whole point. That's why what's puzzling you is the nature of my game. I was round St. Petersburg when I saw it was a time for a change. I'm going to get the lyrics to this. We'll close on this. Jesus. Casio keyboards, guys. Or no, it's a Yamaha. I really, really go crazy with it. People that always ask me, like, what kind of keyboard is that? It sounds beautiful. No, it sounds beautiful because I play it very well. It's probably worth $100. Let's listen to these lyrics. This song plays every time Joe Rogan gets a lollipop. There we go. Stop. Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. Listen to these lyrics. It's right here. When people are like, oh yeah, well, the Rolling Stones, they're Luciferians. It doesn't matter. They're still telling you. People were saying that about Paul Simon. When I was doing the Hello Darkness, My Old Friend, they're like, oh yeah, those are both Jews telling you, like, they're Luciferians. Why would you listen to them? Because they're telling you what they think. Like, read the Talmud, read the Quran, read the Bible, read all of it. Why do people only read what they is told to them by people they agree with? It's like, just listen. They're telling you what they are. This is a better representation of the devil than most depictions of the devil. Because this shows the alluring nature of the devil. Because the devil isn't this scary horned guy. It's like, rah, oh no, the devil. The devil has wealth and taste. Why would you be tempted by a monster? You would run from a monster. The devil makes you think the devil looks like a monster. The devil, Lucifer, was God's most beautiful angel. It's Gamma. I was round when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. That's already odd, because Jesus didn't have doubt. Why, Father, have thou forsaken me was not doubt. I don't know. I'm not a theologian. I'm not getting into that. But it's already a little odd. They need to think he had doubt. Of course he didn't have doubt. He was God. Hang on. Made damn sure that Pilate washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. What's been puzzling you is the nature of my game.
Here's when things get historical.
Stuck around St. Petersburg when I saw it wasn't time for a change.
The devil. The Bolsheviks.
I think we know who they were.
I killed the Tsar and his ministers. By the way, everybody who assassinated the Tsar and his whole family, they were all men in small hats. All of them.
But I guess they're white when they do horrible things. I don't know. I'll have to get back to you on that one.
I killed the Tsar and his ministers. Anastasia screamed in vain.
That's so disturbing.
I rode a tank, held a general's rank. When the blitzkrieg raged and the body stank. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name. I watched with glee while your kings and queens fought for decades for the gods they made. I shouted out, who killed the Kennedys? When, after all, it was you and me.
No, it wasn't. I mean, the Kennedys were killed by a pretty specific group of people.
Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
Just as, listen to this. This is Luciferianism. Listen, this is exactly what it is.
Just as every cop is a criminal and all the sinners are saints.
Pete Buttigieg?
As heads is tails, just call me Lucifer, because I'm in need of some restraint. So if you meet me, have some courtesy, have some sympathy. And some taste.
Have some sympathy. He's a victim, isn't he?
Use all your well-learned politeness, or I'll lay your soul to waste.
He has no ability to lay your soul to waste. You have to do it to yourself. You have to do it to yourself. All right, hit the Rogans up, ladies and gentlemen. And Kennedy killed by JBS, John Birch Society people. I mean, prove it. Well, Oswald was killed by Jack Rubenstein. Jack Ruby's name was Jack Rubenstein. They call him Jack Ruby so people didn't know he was part of the Jewish mafia. He worked for Mickey Cohen. And Jack Rubenstein claimed that he killed Oswald, the fall guy, because he didn't want to see Jackie in pain. And people were like, oh, that checks out. Nobody interview him. So stayed in jail. Nobody interviewed him. And then he died eventually. Ridiculous. And people are like, oh, that all checks out. That all checks out. It just checks out. That all checks out. Oswald, you don't know anything about Oswald because he was assassinated a day later by Jack Rubenstein. Jack Ruby. Yeah, it's Anton LaVey. No, that's Jack Rubenstein and Howard Levy. Constantly changing names so the dots don't get put together as well. And no, I do not mean all Jews. Most Jews are not doing any of this shit. But there is a group, and they hide behind something, a nonsense word called anti-Semitism. The word racism you won't find in speech until the 1960s. It didn't fucking exist. It was invented to make a nation hate itself. All right. Oswald is on record saying he likes burn stuff. The Burn Society? So? Every killer likes a lot of shit. Don't ever, ever, ever fall for those tricks where it's like, well, I mean, Osama bin Laden was drinking a Pepsi when we found him. Therefore, Pepsi took down the World Trade Center. That's pure non-logos. Having Oswald liking the John Birch Society has nothing to do with anything. He probably also would have liked Coldplay because he was a faggot. Why don't we just outsmart them? You can. It's called living a moral life. Don't attack them physically. Don't harm them. Focus on your own fruits. That's it. That's how you outsmart all of it. It's in the fucking Bible. I don't mean to say fucking with the Bible. That sounded bad. But like, it's right there. There's a handbook. But Big Bear, you're just delusional. I went from being a Hollywood just ghost, just like doing shit and just seeking pleasure and being sad, to having my own farm and a beautiful and expanding family. I mean, do you not see that? But he's lost his mind. He's an anti-Semite, bigot, homophobe, racist. Look with your fucking eyes. You're not blind. I mean, a lot of people are blind. Look with your eyes. Look at what my life is and then what their life is. Like, just fucking do this with your eyeballs. It's like, but the words they say in my ears. La, 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 la. It's mind-blowing. Don't have sterile sex. If you got to put plastic on your dick, you're fucking the wrong chick. Right? There's very, very simple stuff here. If the concept of creation wouldn't elate you, make you happy, don't have sex with that person. Well, if the condom breaks, then what? You're going to have an abortion or you're going to have a broken family? Which one are you going to have? So your whole destiny, whether you're going to have a broken family or you're going to be a murderer, rests on a piece of plastic. Why? Because you want to get off? Because you want to replicate what you saw in the free porn in your fucking demon squares in your pocket? Wake the fuck up. All right. Hit the Rogan's Up button. Unauthorized.tv. Arcaveandcomics.com for the audiobook. Check out Owen Benjamin app on Google Play. Comment on this. I read them. I do. I like it. I like feedback. And P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Letters, envelopes. I'll open those on stream. I will get to the packages, but I'm not going to open a package on screen because it could be something illegal and it could all be a setup. And that's not paranoia. That's a valid fear because gamma males, cowards, would do something like that. All right. Much love, everybody. Bye-bye.